The views and opinions expressed on any program are those of the persons appearing on the program and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the New Hue and Sunflower Media Mint. Some programs might include strong images or languages that may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's the shades of temporary state of mind or feeling. Curated playlist by real people. You're listening to Hue Mood by the New Hue.
Hey, back to the part. It's another Friday night for you. Welcome to Human Better Than You. This is H, another playlist, another weekend, of course, guys. So for those that are out right now, driving, stuck in traffic, weird na, nababanggit na naman natin yung traffic kasi it's somehow all back to normal, guys. For the past 2 years, we've been doing Humid every Friday, another playlist for you to enjoy over the weekend. And for tonight's, well, before I introduce tonight's guest, I just want to say we have our music awards coming up this May. So if you haven't voted yet, check out the website. It's www.uph.com/musicawards-2022. Vote for your favorite artist. It's all up there. There's a lot of categories, six about categories, male, female, group, new, listener's choice, and of course, DJs, all in black and white. Of course, it's sponsored by Thompson Collective, Grind Philippines, Tap to Connect. We have MTech Security, we have Archer, and of course, QCup. So there's a bunch of things that's happening for the past 2 months. There are actually artist takeovers happening in our Instagram. So minsan makikita niyo yung feed namin. Well, the stories in Instagram sometimes it's not in black and white. Reason behind is because the artists are the one taking over our account. Na hijack kami. Not hacked, but we're hijacked by this artist. But kidding aside, going to tonight's episode, before there was, I would say, before we had Ben and Ben, before we had, sino ba ba? Clara Benin, before we had Liza De Castro, Ian, Ebe, whoever, that we're so thankful for having. For Humid by the New You, we started it 2 years ago, and we started it with this DJ, with this person who first believed in the New You, and we're really, really grateful to have her back on the podcast. Hannah, welcome to the pod.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me back. It's such a pleasure to be back here after so long. I'm so excited.
It's been 2 years now.
Yes, we started 2020. 2 years.
It's fun that like any other artist that we had on the pod, Hannah is someone, well, he's a good friend, of course, part of the DJ industry, a good friend of Vino. Then I was talking to her before we record this podcast. Sabi ko nga parang, well, who would have thought, di ba? I mean, you're the first to believe na, sabi ko kay Vina that time, may matiniwala kaya sa atin, hindi sa gagawin natin, or trip lang. And then, all of a sudden, it's been 2 years, we've been guessing people everywhere. We have other people from different industry, from the music industry, we have people from other continents guessing in the Humid podcast.
I know. You guys are so famous na.
Saya, ang saya. Actually, at saya na, sabi ko, when I message Hannah, sabi ko, ano, gawa ka na ulit playlist. 2 years na. we need to hear something. Oh.
Oo nga.
Kamusta ang ano? Kamusta right now? I mean, what happened? I mean, for the past 2 years, we haven't spoke. Kumusta?
Well, a lot has happened in the past 2 years. Right now, I'm back to playing in clubs. Nightlife is back and booming. Wow. There's no more curfew. Alert level 1 is in full effect. I've been seeing a lot of people lately, and like, I missed everyone. I missed the nightlife so much. Sad to say that I've been going home at like around 4 or 5 a.m. because it's so much fun. But of course, everyone is still following protocols. You have to get your booster before you get out. Yes, everyone has to be fully vaccinated. Well, in my opinion, everyone has to get their booster. But at least most of my friends are getting their booster. So thank God. And I'm with a new company. I'm not with my previous company anymore. I'm with Alveo under Ayala. I'm a real estate agent. And so far, it's been quite a roller coaster ride, but this is actually a blessing in disguise. Like, I never thought I would be in real estate and join during the pandemic.
Exactly. But I want to discuss all those things that you said, that you shared earlier. But going to the gigs first, I mean, club is back. Just to clear it out, boosters are not required, right? But how about vaccination cards? Are still there?
Yes, definitely vaccination cards should be presented before you enter any establishments. Okay. And yeah.
So it's safe to say right now that, of course, me, like what I told you, I haven't been out, even though it's the alert level 1. Ang dami ko pang utang sa inyong gigs na, oy, pumunta ka naman.
Sorry. I know.
Sorry guys, hindi ako nakarating. One of these days. Pero yan, it's safe to say that people that you will encounter inside the clubs right now are all vaccinated.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. That's something. And it's really, I would say, it's more on growth that at least for the past 2 years, we had our ups and downs, diba? And at the same time, right now, we see the economy, we see the business coming back. It's something that I remember when we were talking on the first episode of the unit, parang, okay, anong nangyayari?
Yeah, it's really going to end.
Exactly.
It's so crazy. Like 2020, actually, nag-anniversary na, diba? March 15, 2020.
Yeah. Oh.
So, nag-anniversary na tayo yesterday, 2 years.
Oh, no. It's the second year of the original lockdown.
Lockdown, you know? Yes. The first ECQ. That was, like, insane.
I want to ask with you about these gigs. May nagbago ba? I mean, in your opinion, I mean, you've been out of the scene. I mean, everybody's out of the scene, diba, for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. So from the last memory that you had, your gigs that you're playing 2 years ago, and then you went back right now, may nagbago ba?
Well, not much has changed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not everyone is still going out, but most of the people are. Some of the establishments are actually like, I think probably almost 100% at full capacity, but the feeling of like what happened in 2019 and 2022, like the club, like the nightlife industry, it's like nothing has changed.
Wow.
Such like an amazing feeling to be like drinking, singing to song lyrics with your friends. It's like such an incredible feeling, especially when you're a DJ. Mm-hmm. Like you get to control the crowd, they sing your songs, they dance to the drop. Like, it's incredible. That's why I'm a DJ.
I remember we actually had this virtual gig pa nga, around September of that year, right?
Wherein, yes.
Since everybody was like itching to play DJs, bands, solo artists.
Music. Yeah, it was the first digital festival.
Yeah, we had
that was crazy. That was so good.
That was about 2 nights. That was there were about 24 acts all in all. We end every night at around 12 and to 1 o'clock. But we start around 4 or 5 in the afternoon. So sobrang wild, and everything was live. I mean, yun yun. Parang, but yun nga eh. I mean, doing that. But of course, alam mo, the idea of just there are people listening, watching you, but all at home. Honestly, sobrang kulang. I mean, still, you cannot trade off the real life physical gigs that you guys are.
Yeah,
it's really fun. Actually, I'm really happy that it's going back. I of course just want to remind everyone that it's still not that safe, guys. I mean, of lalo na dun sa hindi pa vaccinated. I mean,
yes.
I've been vocal about that. I'm pro vaccination. So you guys should get your vaccines. Go get it. I mean, if you still don't want, I don't know. I have nothing else to say. But I mean,
it's a requirement when you go out now, like in malls, in cinemas, anywhere to travel, basically.
Exactly. The way we've seen a lot of people. I mean, even basketball players right now in the NBA cannot play in their home games. I mean, Kyrie Irving as well, because they're not vaccinated. I mean, somehow, I mean, we understand that you have your stand, but at the same time, well, you're missing life as it's happening. Right now. I want to go to your new stuff here. It's more of like being a real estate agent. I mean,
wow. It,
honestly, it's not a surprise. I mean, a person doing multiple hats. I mean, we've known people doing such, but this is actually interesting. Such a way that we all know that you go by the name Misbehave at Night.
Yes,
it's safe to say now that. Okay, we're talking about Hannah and we're talking about real estate in the morning. And then when you see her at night, well, this is Misbehave, right? So I want to talk about Hannah, the real estate right now. I mean, how's the business? I'm curious because we're in the middle of this pandemic. We've talked to some people. If it's, hey, okay ba mag-invest right now? I mean, why? Because it's very uncertain. We've seen stories about people losing houses and cars because nawawala rin ang pambayad. But right now that it's opening, it's been 2 years, and you're in this industry, how is it?
Surprisingly, you'll be shocked that it's going really, really well. A lot of people have been investing for the past 2 years, and we offer really light and flexible payment terms. That's why a lot of people are investing. And the economy was down back then, but now the economy is slowly getting back, and like it's a good time to invest during that time. A lot of I'm actually shocked myself that I was able to sell a few properties last year, and I am also shocked myself that I was just at home working from home and I've made more money than I had before. Surprisingly. Yeah, it's actually really fascinating with all this online technology and stuff that I get to present online. And honestly, I haven't even met those clients personally. Yes.
Like us.
Like physically, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's all online. That's why it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen how innovation works, right? I mean, we've seen how real estate agents have been so resourceful, I would say. I mean, with creating their own content also online, we've seen other real estate agents doing some video house tour of the properties that they sell. I mean, and to be, I read this article about like what you mentioned. You're surprised that working from home did you double rather than from the before that. I would say you're going out there, then you're trying your best, your luck in terms of talking to people, unless you have a really hefty database, I would say, that you can call and then do the
same. Yes. But actually, I do.
but at the same time, I think the good thing there is work from home really fits well with some, I would say.
Yeah.
With some of the industries, they need to come back, mainly because they need physical interaction. But there are industries where it really work from home is the best set of this. I mean, lalo na ngayon. Gases are up.
Honestly,
right? Gases are up. It's not really about going to the office. We don't have our issues with that. It's how to go to the office right now. It's because we didn't really leave, right? For the past 2 years, we're still doing office, but differently, more efficient.
Yeah, and it's working from home is actually like super convenient, and especially with those other like corporations that they don't spend for rent or water or electricity. Some of my friends who are still working from home till the end of the year, they just had to upgrade their internet.
Yes.
It was provided by the company. That's pretty crazy. But yeah, some also do require physical. Because right now we are already it's already mandatory to have site visits with clients, which is really good. At least they get to see what they're putting their money into.
That's true.
It's also super important. But yeah, since the pandemic, like I honestly thought I made a bad decision of joining real estate during the pandemic. But yeah, honestly, it was like
that's a bold move.
Move? Yes, exactly. The boldest move I've done in forever. But yeah, in terms of misbehave, I'm a super professional. I just want to clear that out. I'm kidding. I'm super professional when it comes to my real estate job. Honestly, like I never even saw myself doing the two things I dreamt of doing, DJing and be a real estate agent at the same time. Yeah.
It's good that you can actually juggle. I mean, it's hard. I mean, wearing multiple hats. I mean, like me, I also have my morning job. At the same time, during my whatever hours or days or time that I have, I go with the knee, of course. But I think, actually, yeah, you mentioned about being bold in terms of joining this, what do you call this? This real estate, this industry in the middle of the pandemic. Honestly, I wouldn't call it weird because right now people are also buying lots, but online, right? I mean, with the metaverse coming in, I don't know. I mean, maybe you are in the right track. Maybe later on, the next time we talk, okay, ano lang ginagawa mo? I'm selling lots online.
I'm actually selling lots, but not online.
This is real stuff. This is real world. So. If you happen to check out whatever Alveo, well, this is not a sponsored podcast, but if you happen to check out what they're up to, you can actually talk to Hannah on that one. Anyway, gigs. Going back to gigs, where can they find you?
Okay, I've been playing in Poblacion lately. I've been playing around BGC within that area. I've played in Sky Rooftop Bar and in Choto Mate in BGC, as well as a few clubs in Poblacion. I actually have an upcoming gig in Guilt in Poblacion on April, and a few other spots there. So I hope you guys can check me out. Let's grab a drink.
Yeah, Tim. Pag nakalabas na.
Now, oo nga. Saka na doon.
Oo nga eh. Tagal na rin akong di nakainom. Anyway, like I always mention this, not a humid episode without a playlist. Hannah's playlist, a new one, not the beachy one. The beachy is the first playlist that she made. Okay.
Yes.
But this one, feeling good. What's the mood here, Hannah? Feeling good.
This playlist actually inspired me one day because I was actually listening to the song Lovely Day by Bill Withers. So it actually just puts me in a good mood every time I wake up. So I always play that song when I start my day. So I was just like, you know what? Why don't I make a playlist that actually makes everybody feel good, like manifest good energy, attract everything positive that want to happen in your day or in your life. So that playlist actually there inspired me to do that. So you got to get that bread, wake up every morning with a positive attitude. So that's about it.
Well, I was just checking this playlist right now. You see Bill Withers, you see
BG's. Yes, it's a mix of like 70s, 80s, 90s.
Oh my. This is something that you want to really put on when you wake up, when you prepare that coffee, then you turn on the shower, and then you're just all alone at home, right?
So, cooking your breakfast or just like doing your chores.
this is a morning spark plug.
Yeah.
I mean,
definitely.
I'm not sure with the current generation.
Surprisingly, well, some of them, they're still familiar with Lovely Day, which I'm shocked because maybe what's this, Twista made a remix version or like a more updated version, Sunshine, Lovely Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so but going back to the original, like a lot of people still familiar with the original. Yeah, classic.
Yeah. Well, you have Stars here by Simply Red.
Stars,
another classic.
Okay, so this playlist like is super super like random. I mean, in the sense of like, it's not something I would like normally play. If you get to know me personally, I'm more of like a club DJ, very pop, top 40s, and then EDM-ish there. So this might come as a shock to you guys, but in a good way.
Well, that's a good thing with humid episodes. I mean, we're not really actually expecting for playlists. Like, for example, oy DJ yan. Oy, uulan yeah. na mga EDMs dito or techno or what, diba? Yeah. These playlists are actually playlists that you will listen in Hannah's home or room, diba? I mean, this is a part of her, a part of the guest. They're actually sharing with you guys. It's like the saying, well, tell me what music you listen and I'll tell you who you are. It's as simple as that, right? So yeah. you can actually enjoy a part of that. And this new playlist by Hannah, what do you call it? Feeling Good, I would say.
It's something good.
That you have to save, share, and of course, stream online on Spotify after this podcast. So with this playlist, before we wrap things up, what's your favorite song in this playlist, Hannah?
It would probably be the first song, or I also like the Praise You by Fatboy Slim. Yes, such a classic. But not sure if a lot of people would know.
That's a good thing there. I mean, sometimes we don't know what we want.
Yeah, that's why I like to put some in, like, other bits and pieces of, like, different genres. I love to influence people in terms of music. I feel like it's an important thing.
I remember just a little history when I was, well, thinking about, okay, why would we do a humid episode? Why will we do a playlist podcast? Okay, it's something na, okay, pwedeng umay ka na with what you're hearing in the radio or online, diba? Parang, oops, how many times did I play this? I mean, every year, di ba, sa Spotify, nagbibigay ng resibo.
Yes, well,
this is
yes.
what you've been playing. And all. Okay, paulit-ulit pala.
Yeah, exactly.
Madoy, di ba? So parang, okay, there are a bunch of gems, diamonds in the rough. We're in mga songs that are out there that basically we don't know. Or sometimes you don't know that you want that until you listen to it.
So, yes.
That's the main purpose of having a human. That's the main reason for you to follow the new you in terms of their socials, is the new PH. And of course, all of the podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the playlists on Spotify. And of course, the website is www.thenewph.com. But before we end this, okay, this is something new na wala ng first episode. The first episode kasi, well, birth pains, nagsisimula. We don't know any structure at all until Vino decides that, H, miss ko na ngayon eh, hindi nagsasama dito, busy sa burger shop.
I was with him last week.
Ayan. So ako yung hindi nagsasama. Okay, sige. So, anyway, this thing that Vino started, na okay, let's wrap the episode with random questions that the guests don't know. Okay, so really, one question. Sorry, kahit second time mo na, talagang enough guard kita dito. But this is just...
Okay. Hindi naman to math, no? Char.
No, hindi naman tayo magmamat dito. Kahit ako nakalimutan ko na. Anyway, hirap na nga ako magturo sa bata.
OMG.
Anyway, go. Three questions, fun questions before we wrap the episode up. What's your go-to drink in the bar?
Go-to drink. Okay. Vodka. Vodka with a mix of juice, like pineapple or mango. Only because I actually have ulcer from too much drinking.
Oh.
Yeah. But honestly, I'm a shots kind of girl and I drink a lot. So, but my go-to is really vodka and wine.
Mm.
Yes.
Pizza. If you're a pizza flavor, this is Vina's question. What would you be?
Oh my god, I want pizza now. Okay. Honestly, I would love to be a like Gino's salami pizza. Gino's Brick Oven Salami.
Si Gino's. Ito yung ano.
I want gourmet pizza. Yeah, not fast food.
Yeah, ito yung ano, di ba? Brick Oven.
Yes.
Gino's.
Brick Oven. Gino's Brick Oven Pizza. Mm-mm. Salami with a little bit of garlic, sliced garlic. Yeah. And I forgot what, I think it was arugula or not. Wait.
Yeah, arugula.
Also, yeah, arugula. Okay. Yeah.
Sagutom ako sa pinanong ko. Parang mali.
Actually, I'm so hungry.
Okay, last one. I know you're not having dinner pa. Okay, if you're talking to a younger you, let's say 12, 13 years old, and then of course, ang yari, pandemic and all, what's that one thing that you can share to her that you would say?
Okay, one thing? Can it be two?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
First of all, I would tell my younger self that I would tell you to save for your future. Because you'll never know when you're going to need that emergency money or backup money. So the second thing that I would tell you is that you can't take, you have to spend more time with the people you love. Because you can't get back time. And you have to spend more time with your friends, your family, or, you know, because, yeah, the pandemic, it made me realize how much I miss people. I miss the human interaction and just, like, sharing stories and just, like, having that friendly banter and stuff.
Yeah.
The, yeah, basic human interaction. Feeling ko hindi na ako marunong mag-interact ngayon.
Grabe, no? Lang. Hirap.
Oh, yeah. Parang, I don't know what to say, but yeah, like, how have you been? Parang, yeah.
It's lalo crazy. Pa, lalo na we all know that we've been in the same shit for the past 2 years, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. How would you say, kumusta and how have you been?
I know, but good thing we have social media. Like, if this happened like during like Nokia days or parang, oh my god, ano nang gagawin? That would have been really different though. Like, a lot of people would be on their board games or I don't know. But
that's a good podcast concept.
Good advantage, yeah.
What do you think about talking about that in a podcast episode where we talk about pandemic in the 90s?
That would be amazing. We should get a lot of people in it.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like every, okay, what would be the games? What would be the music? What would be...
Exactly.
Right? So,
like,
yeah.
That's... Oh my God, I'm so looking forward to it.
Okay. Let's do that in the near future. Anyway, thank you, Hannah. Thank you for joining us for another podcast. It's a full circle, but we keep on moving forward, guys. I mean, it's not the end for the humor, but of course we're taking a pause because we have a bunch of new podcasts coming out. I mean, there's a lot of podcasts that you can listen to, watch out on our Spotify channel. There's this one with about animal welfare for those dog lovers out there. That's Podcast by the New You with Karen Toyoshima. We also have I Told You So, okay, with Steph Monse. So this is something that medyo related sa club scene because it's a confessions of a party girl. I mean, yun yung pinaka-tema. So watch out for all those new podcasts. And we're also beeping up cooking, brewing something with Katarina Rodriguez on the horizon. So watch out for those. But for those who are still with us right now, of course, the Music Awards on May. Voting is still until March 31st. This year, of course. The awarding is going to be on May. It's www.upih.com/musicawards-2022. Sponsored by Thompson Collective, Tap to Connect, Grand Philippines, MTech Security, Archer, and Forest, other one, QCup. And then socials is the newuph.com, and of course the website, yes, www.upih.com. We'll always be back and forth, straightforward. We'll always be here to you. Thank you, guys.